We are now ready to begin the testimony portion of the RPR examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 225 words per minute. Ready? Begin.
State your name for the ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
My name is David Roberts.
Where do you currently live, Mr. Roberts?
I recently moved to New York City.
Where were you living prior to moving to New York City?
I was born and raised in Dallas, Texas.
Have you always lived in Dallas?
Except for a brief time I spent in the military.
Are you single or married at the present time?
I have been married for over 30 years.
Do you have any children?
2 married sons and 1 single daughter.
Do any of your children currently reside with you?
My daughter is currently living at home, but my sons have their own apartments.
How old is your daughter, Mr. Roberts?
She will be 18 Thursday.
Tell the ladies and gentlemen of the jury your wife's name.
Virginia Roberts.
Am I correct in stating that you have 3 people residing in your home at the present time?
That is correct.
Mr. Roberts, I want to ask you some questions about an accident involving you and your daughter. Do you understand that?
I sure do.
About when did this accident occur, Mr. Roberts?
It happened in May of 2002.
Were you driving your car at the time of the impact?
That is right.
Did you have any passengers in your car at the time of the accident?
My daughter was in the vehicle with me.
Do you know approximately what time of day this accident happened?
If my memory is right, it was 6 o'clock in the evening.
Where were you headed at the time of the accident, Mr. Roberts?
I was driving my daughter to a concert at the convention center.
Was this a school function that she was attending?
No, she was just meeting some friends downtown.
Do you remember what time the concert started?
I believe it was supposed to start at 8 o'clock.
Approximately what time did you leave your residence?
I believe we left the house a few minutes before 5.
Had you been driving very long before the accident happened?
Not more than a few minutes.
Where were you when the accident happened?
I was going west on River Road.
Do you remember the name of the street the other vehicle was on?
I don't recall names too well.
Did the accident happen at an intersection?
It happened right in the middle of the intersection.
Do you remember how fast you were going at the time of the accident?
I think I was going about 35 miles an hour.
Do you know what the speed limit is in that area?
If I am not mistaken, the speed limit is 40 or 45.
Can you tell us the reason why you were going slower than the speed limit?
I always slow down when I approach an intersection.
But you were traveling faster prior to that time?
That is correct.
About how fast were you going prior to the time you approached the intersection?
I believe I was going about 40 miles an hour.
Did you happen to see the traffic signal as you approached the intersection?
There is no traffic signal at that intersection.
Do you know whether the person in the other car had a stop sign on his street?
He certainly did.
Did you observe the other car before the accident happened?
I certainly did.
Was that vehicle stopped or moving at the time you saw it?
It was moving the entire time.
Are you telling this jury the other driver never stopped his vehicle?
I never saw him stop.
Is it your opinion that the other driver never did stop his car?
That is correct.
How fast was the other car traveling when the accident happened?
I don't know.
Can you give us your best estimate?
I would say somewhere around 20 miles an hour.
Do you think the other driver saw you as you approached the intersection?
I don't think so.
Mr. Roberts, were you hurt in this accident?
I certainly was.
Can you explain just a little bit about your injuries?
My chest hit the steering wheel and my knees hit the dashboard.
Did you suffer any broken bones in the collision?
One of my ribs was broken and my knee was also broken.
Which knee was actually broken, Mr. Roberts?
My right knee.
Was your daughter injured in the accident?
Her head actually struck the windshield.
Please tell the ladies and gentlemen of the jury how badly she was injured.
She sustained a concussion and she had cuts all over her face.
Did she have neck or back problems as a result of this accident?
She certainly did.
Tell us a little bit about those problems.
Her neck muscles were injured and she dislocated part of her back.
Did you go to the hospital after the accident?
That's right.
How did you get to the hospital?
The ambulance took my daughter and myself to the hospital.
Where was your wife when the accident happened?
She was playing cards with some ladies in our neighborhood.
Do you know who called your wife after the accident?
I believe one of the police officers called her.
How long did it take for the ambulance to arrive at the scene of the accident?
It seemed like forever, but I believe it was actually 10 minutes or so.
Do you know if the other driver was injured?
I believe he was.
Did you ever see the other driver following the accident?
I think I saw him at the hospital.
Did you have an opportunity to speak to the other driver there at the scene of the accident?
I just spoke to a witness and the police officer.
Do you remember the name of the witness you spoke to?
I believe her name was Nancy.
Why do you believe Nancy was a witness?
Because she told me she observed the other vehicle run the stop sign.
Do you know whether any other witnesses came forward?
I don't believe so.
Have you seen this witness following the night the accident happened?
I saw her in my neighborhood just about a week later.
Did you just happen to see her, or was this a planned meeting?
She was visiting someone in the neighborhood, and I was walking by.
Did you have a conversation with her on that occasion?
We just talked for a short time.
Do you think she remembered you from the accident?
She certainly did.
What makes you think she remembered you?
Because she called me over and introduced me to her friend.
Mr. Roberts, about how often do you drive through the area where this accident happened?
Almost each day of the week.